The first app we're going to have Don demonstrate is Pandora. This is a radio app. It's more than just listening to radio stations, as you will soon hear. Don, the floor is yours.
Well, let me talk about Pandora a little bit. I may do more talking about it than demoing because it takes probably 3/4 of a meeting to try to demonstrate this app. I think the only real way to demonstrate it is to live with it for a month because there's no way to show the beauty of this app in a meeting. But anyway, it is a radio app that allows you to listen to music and find music either by artist or genre. And when you do that, once you're listening to a song, you can give it a thumbs up to say I like this, or a thumbs down to say I don't like this. You can also bookmark the song itself or bookmark the artist instead of the song. When you do this, if you bookmark an artist, you're kind of creating what they call a station. So if you were to then go back and play that particular station, you would hear songs by that artist, but also other artists that Pandora considers to have similarities in some way, shape, or form, and things that you might like. And that changes over time based on how many songs you thumb up and thumb down, and whether you skip songs and so forth. Now, the ability to skip a song and the ability to thumb down songs varies depending on the genre. And the reason for that is there's license restrictions that Pandora has. So, for example, you may only be allowed to skip 3 songs within an hour, and then if you try to skip the 4th time, it won't let you. Also, when you thumb down a song, it does get skipped. So also that'll end up going into the count. But you'll find with some genres that are less popular, you can get away with a lot more of that than with others. Also, you can bookmark songs. If you don't want to bookmark an artist and create a station from an artist, you can bookmark a song you like by that artist so you can hear it over and over again. And later on, you can actually turn that song into a station. I'm going to bring up Pandora now to try to give you a little bit of an idea of this. And this has not been easy. I haven't figured out a good way to demo this thing. It's not an easy program to demo, even though it's an easy one to use. And there's no documentation on it, so you really can't get the nitty-gritty unless you keep playing with it. When you bring it up, it kind of comes up wherever you left off when you last closed it.
I understand the thumbs up and thumbs down, and then it creates a list of things that you might like. But what do you mean by the statement, the song becomes a station?
The song can become a station. For example, maybe I search for an artist. So I search for James Taylor, and it finds James Taylor, and it starts playing a song. And I don't really know that I want to have like a James Taylor-ish style radio station in Pandora, but I do like that song. So I bookmark the song. That is not yet turned into a station. It is just a song that I can go and play again if I want without having to look for it. But if you bookmark an artist, say I bookmark the artist James Taylor instead of the song Fire and Rain with James Taylor, then the artist is now a radio station, which would be called James Taylor Radio. But if you just bookmark a song, it won't show up in your list of stations. It'll just show up in your list of bookmarked songs as opposed to bookmarked stations, so that you could just play that one song over and over again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand. So if you bookmark the artist, then when you play that station, it's just going to play you James Taylor.
No, it'll play you James Taylor and
ish.
Then other people who are like James Taylor, and then you customize it by thumb up, thumb down, and by skipping.
You can tailor... Oh, did I pick that word?
You can tailor James Taylor to your liking. James Taylor Radio to your liking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Can I assume that everything we're talking about here is doable on the iPod Touch?
As long as you have a Wi-Fi connector,
yeah.
You know, so far, yes. I mean, Pandora would definitely be doable.
Okay.
Pandora, there are 2 versions. There's a free version and a pay version. The free version, you get some ads, which you have to, you know, you get rid of. You can just close them on the screen. The paid version is $36 a year. I still have the free version. I haven't seen any reason to upgrade.
But they work the same?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we start out with some music here. Let's see who this is.
Katie Tunstall.
Katie Tunstall.
Song details.
Song details.
Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Other Side of the World.
The Other Side of the World is the name of the album.
Close button.
Now we get a commercial.
World platform entertainment on offer. Thumb down.
And now I can thumb down this song.
Thumb option.
I have song options.
Thumb up.
Thumb up.
Pause.
Pause.
Skip.
And skip.
Pause.
So I'm going to pause it. Now, I wanted to start by opening Pandora to show you that it kind of comes wherever you left off is where it kind of starts. I don't mean in the middle of a song necessarily, but on that particular station you were listening to or whatever. But I had trouble. It just wouldn't contact the server, so I had to reboot the phone and so forth.
User 3 UKN.
So let me show you song options here.
Song up. Button. Song option. Button. Over. Bookmark this song. Button.
So I can bookmark this song.
Bookmark this artist. Button.
Or I can bookmark this artist.
Buy from iTunes. Button.
I can buy it from iTunes.
Email this station. Button.
I can email this station to somebody. I guess it would send a link.
Cancel. Button.
Or I can cancel.
Email. Buy from iTunes. Button. Bookmark this artist. Button. Bookmark this song.
Now I'm going to bookmark this song, even though I don't like it. Okay, I'm going to bookmark this song because later I'll answer Paul's question and show you how to turn that into a station if you want.
Song option, button, play, button.
All right, so now I resume playing that song. Now I'm going to skip it.
Volume.
Oh, I can also adjust the volume.
Skip, button. Volume, 56%, adjustable.
I could swipe up and down to do that, or I could use the buttons on the side of the phone.
Skip. Button. Skip.
Now we skip. So here's the next song.
Song option. Thumb down. Mindy Smith.
Mindy Smith.
Song detail. Hurricane.
Hurricane.
One Moment More.
One Moment More is the album.
Close button. Button.
And this close button... You're supposed to get rid of the ad on the screen, but
thumb down.
It doesn't always do that. I'm going to thumb down this song.
Thumb down.
And you see it skips the song and brings up another one because it says, oh, you don't like that.
Backlight. High Wedding Musician. Close somewhere. Blue Eyes Cry. Eva Cassidy.
Okay, this is Eva Cassidy.
Song details. Button. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Somewhere.
Okay, and the album is called Somewhere. So.
Back by Google. Link. Song option. Thumb up. Button. Pause. Button.
I'm going to pause it.
Play.
And now I'm going to go back.
Stop. Close button. Somewhere. Blue Eyes. Song detail. Eva Cassidy. Back. Button.
I'm going to click the back button.
Edit. Button.
And now I get an edit button. If I were to click that, I could edit my bookmarks, which could be artists or songs.
By date. One of two. Button.
I can sort them by date.
Selected. Oh, C. Two
or
two.
Or by alphabet, A to Z.
Now playing. Button.
And then there's a now playing button.
Quick mix. Button.
There's a quick mix button, which I absolutely have to talk about.
50s and 60s blues radio. Button.
And here's a list of some of my stations now. 50s and 60s radio.
Now playing. Button. Quick mix. 50s. Capital B. Heading.
Then there's headings. So there's a B heading.
Billy Preston Radio.
Billy Preston Radio.
Capital C. Heading. Classical Crossover Vocals Radio. Button. Contemporary Folk Radio. Button.
So the C heading's got Classical Crossover, Contemporary Folk.
Capital E. Heading.
An E heading.
Eva Cassidy Radio. Button.
Eva Cassidy Radio. Yes, indeed.
Capital F. Heading.
F heading.
Folk Rock Radio. Button.
Folk Rock Radio.
Capital J. Heading. James Taylor Radio. Button. Jane on High Radio, Jazz Essentials Radio, button. John Porta, Lucy Kaplansky, Sean Calvin, Frank Christian, N, button. Capital F, heading. Sean Calvin Radio, button.
But all of these ones are artists that I bookmarked, so they're really now stations. But John, I'm going to go back here.
Contemporary, capital, by date, one of two. Button.
I'm going to sort this by date.
Selected, by date, one of two, C. Now playing, button, with mix. James Taylor Radio, button.
James Taylor Radio was the last station I added, and I actually added him by first bookmarking a song because I wasn't sure that I wanted a station. And after a while, I said, I want to turn him into a station, so I did.
New station, button. Stevie Wonder Radio.
Now,
button.
I can also...
50s and 60s blues radio, new station, button.
I can search for a new station.
Bookmark, button.
I can go to my bookmarks.
Setting, button. Book, new station, button. Selected, station, button.
Or I can do what I'm doing now, which is looking at the stations I already have. But I'm going to go to bookmarks.
New bookmark, button. Selected, bookmark, selected, song. one of two.
Button. Now, I can look at my bookmarked songs, or I can look at my bookmarked artists. And I'm going to look at songs, because then I can show you how to turn a song into a station, should you change your mind.
Selected song, one of two, button, selected song, one of two, artists. Now playing, button, sample play small, button,
Okay, and here's the song that I just bookmarked by Katie Tunstall, and I can take a sample of it to see if I want to really do something with this.
Sample play small.
So I click on the play small sample.
Katie Tunstall, November 13th, 10.
Would you be easy to find?
Sample play small. Another 10. Lee Williams and the Spiritual QC. Sample stop small. Button.
All right, I'm going to turn this off for a minute. I forgot how to do this. I just figured this out this morning, and I really wanted to show it to you, and I forgot how to do this. But from that song, I can turn Katie Tunstall into a station like James Taylor Radio or Sean Colvin Radio or something like that. I don't want to waste a lot of time because we don't have much. I could take a meeting to demo this app. It is the coolest thing in the world. I have stopped listening to music for quite a few years. I just kind of got disgusted with it and just didn't care anymore. And I started to play with this app when I got my iPhone, and I'm only a couple of weeks into using an iPhone, so sorry for my fumbling around here. But I got to tell you, man, it really got me back into listening to music, and I'm so thoroughly enjoying this app. It's amazing how it can figure out what you like based on just a few selections here and there. The other thing I want to tell you about is Quick Mix. Let's say that you bookmark an artist. So that turns it into a station. I'm not going to demonstrate the small stuff like searching for an artist, because you click search for an artist and you type in the name, either, you know, Billy Joel or the Beatles or something like that, and then it starts playing what you asked for. So then you go to song options and you click bookmark this artist, and now you've got a station created from that artist. Well, once you get a bunch of those created, you can use the Quick Mix feature. And what the Quick Mix does is allow you to say what stations out of all the ones you've created that you want in your Quick Mix. And you could say all of them, or you could check the individual ones you want and leave the ones you don't want unchecked. And it will keep playing music, and it will shuffle the music, and it'll go from, you know, one station to another, and sometimes it'll play two from one station and then go to another and then go to another and then go back to the first one. You never know. It is a very cool feature. It's like dynamically generated playlists on the fly, which you control by telling what stations you want in the Quick Mix. It's really an awesome app, and I'm not even beginning to do this justice.
Can you save your Quick Mix or not? I haven't found a way to do that.
Well, no, you can't really save the Quick Mix per se, but it stays the way you set it. So if you click Quick Mix again, if you selected 6 out of your 10 stations, then you will be doing that again. If you want to change it and reformulate it, you can do that. But that's the best you can do. Depending on your settings, what stations you check or not, or don't check in the Quick Mix, it'll stay that way until you change it. So in effect, you're saving your Quick Mix.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a name other than Quick Mix. You can't have Quick Mix 1 versus Quick Mix 5 or Quick Mix Folk versus Quick Mix Rock.
Can you edit the name of a station, especially if it's got a few different artists in it?
The station starts with the artist that you identify, and it becomes whatever that name of that person is. But it doesn't just play that person's music. It plays other music that they think you would like.
I understand, but he went over one that said 50s and 60s radio, and that's why I thought it might be a genre.
Don, how did you get 50s and 60s radio?
You cannot edit the names, but when you do a search on Pandora, you can search for an artist, you can search for a song, or you can search by genre. With their genres, for example, you'll get like alternative, blues, Christian, classical, rock, contemporary folk, or folk, jazz. Well, if you click on one of those genres, you then get subcategories of those genres. Like folk, you'll get Americana, traditional folk, contemporary folk, folk rock. If you click on jazz, you'll get jazz standards, jazz vocalists, jazz essentials, fusion jazz, new age jazz. So if you pick a genre that you want to listen to, and then you bookmark that, even though it'll still say bookmark this artist, you're really bookmarking that genre. So I happen to listen to 50s and 60s radio, so I decided to bookmark it, and that's why that station is called 50s radio or whatever it's called. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, good.
And I think you can actually edit the names of the stations on their web-based client, which is a Flash application, so it's not that accessible. So you can't do it on the app.
You can't do it on the phone, though, yeah.
Unfortunately. The question is, where do you find out about the, whatever information there is on this program?
On the app? One thing you'll find if you go to the Vibug website, I put together a whole list of links that have lots of information. Podcasts where you can listen to all sorts of information about the iPhone and where apps are demonstrated. There are two sites. The most up-to-date one is called AppleVis, AppleVis.com. That has reviews of all sorts of accessible apps. And there are also three blindness-related iPhone mailing lists. Some of us have gotten a lot of information from those.
When I was going over the minutes from last time, one thing that came up that is actually kind of not true is that people talked about how when VoiceOver is on, Zoom is completely disabled on the phone. There is actually a way, and it doesn't work in everything, but it does work in email, it does work on some web pages, it works on Maps and some of the other innate applications that come on the phone. There is a way to get Zoom to work. And so if anybody's interested, let me know and I'll try to do it.
So you can pick regular radio stations if you want from around the world the same way you would with something like OOTunes or one of the other ones?
No. This is, you do it by artist, by song, or by genre. It's not like you're tuning into WBZ No, that's a different kind of application. That's more like OOTunes or... This is more like AccuRadio, which is another app that's somewhat similar. It customizes your musical interest that you already have.
All right, I thought maybe it was just another option of Pandora, but...
Yeah, no.
This is not regular radio stations. It's Pandora customized music, and they track what you listen to and so forth. I don't know. I guess they feed that back to companies. I don't know. They have over 700,000 albums. So they have quite a collection, although there's artists I wish they had that they don't. But it's really quite impressive. And one of the things I like about it is you can find out what's playing, who the artist is and who the album is. And when you buy a Sirius or an XM receiver, you listen to songs you love and you don't know who the heck they are, and it's really annoying. This is a wonderful app, and I'm sorry, I just really didn't do it justice today. But one more thing I want to say as a sidelight, because we're talking about iPhone apps. I saw a message on Twitter that for anybody interested in buying Navigon, the GPS app, the North American version is on sale through this weekend. I don't know how reduced the price was. The last I saw it was $59, I believe, or $49. So it's got to be lower than that now. So if you want it, I guess now's the time to buy it.
Thank you very much.